Hello.
Hi, good morning. This is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. Is Robin available?
Okay.
Hi, Robin. I'm sure you're busy. Don't want to take a lot of your time. I wanted to follow up with you on a couple of financing offers that we mailed out to you. Based on the financing history you have, looks like you did some working capital history around 2012 or so. So we mailed you those offers, got you pre-approved for some of our programs. Just wanted to introduce myself, see if you have anything exciting going on over there. Got any projects coming up? You have any like financing needs for any cash flow issues or anything like that?
No, not at this time.
Yeah. Do you ever run into cash flow problems or things where you're like, ah, I could use some money to invest in a, marketing campaign or renovation project, anything like that?
No, I haven't really.
No. What was your experience like with the working capital in 2012? Did you like it?
I don't even remember getting working capital in 2012, actually.
No, it could have been with a company. I don't know the company name, but it could have been with a company like NewLogic or OnDeck. Do either of those ring a bell at all?
No.
Okay. Yeah, the pre-approvals are typically for up to 250K. Could you think of a good way to put that to use right now?
Now, what would the interest rate be?
It's not. There's no APR. It's not annualized because of it because it's a short-term loan. Typically, they'll tack on an APR to like a 30-year home mortgage or a 5-year car loan or something like that. A lot of these programs are very short-term, like anywhere from 3 months to 9 months, 12 months, up to 24 months. So there's no APR attached to it. It's a fixed cost loan, which is actually a cool advantage because when you're looking at like a line of credit, for example, you have an APR, but you don't know what that means because it's compounding. So it's kind of misleading.
Right, but even
And
with this cash loans, I mean, you can basically back it up and determine what the amount of interest is. If you lend me $10,000 and I pay you back $15,000 in 3 months, then I can just back that up and see what the interest is.
yeah, you can compare it to interest rate. I can kind of give you an idea. So, for example, I have a customer who borrowed 100 grand. He was on a 6-month program and paid back 105 grand. So that's kind of like a sort of an average. So yeah, you can convert it to APR. Maybe say it's like a 10% APR or something, but it's not compounding. So a 10% compounding interest monthly is not going to be 10% effectively. It might be like 12%. You know what I mean? So we make these very straightforward. So you see exactly what you're borrowing. You see your payback. You have your payments. You know exactly when it ends. There's nothing hidden. And then typically there's early payback options too. A lot of companies will penalize you if you pay back early. We actually give you a discount if you pay back early. So we've got a wide variety of programs. We've been around for 14 years. A lot of these companies are pretty new. They've been doing it for anywhere from 6 months to 2 years on average, I'd say. So
Basically, what is it? Is it a bank statement loan?
yeah, it's based on your cash flow. So it's based on your checking account. Is that how it was before when you did it in 2012, if you recall?
I don't remember doing it in 2012.
I gotcha. Yeah, it was a little while back. Do you guys like specialize in anything in your industry, or what do you guys do exactly?
It's a nightclub.
Nightclub, nice. Oh man, you ever consider opening like a new location or?
No.
No. Well, you've been in business for a while, it looks like, and that's
Yeah.
good. Usually nightclubs come and go. I don't know exactly what it's like in Louisiana, but I'm in San Diego, and in the hip places in San Diego, these nightclubs come up and go all the time. It's crazy. How long you been in business?
Well, we had one over 10 years. We sold it, and then we built this one, and we've had this one now for about 5 years.
Oh, that's awesome. Is it going pretty well?
It's not as good as the other one, but it's so we did a smaller scale, so it's okay.
I gotcha. Why do you think it's not doing as good as the other one?
Because we're listening to different clientele.
Different demographics and stuff.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Could you guys use some capital like for renovations or something, or like a marketing campaign that would help booster your revenue?
Yeah. I will talk to my husband and give you a call back. I'll see if it's something he's interested in.
Okay, cool. I can leave you with my number, or I can just send you a quick email with my info if you like.
Okay, can you send me an email?
Sure. What's your email address, Robin?
It's Robin, Robin, F is in Frank, B is in boy, 2002 at yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay, cool. Yeah, feel free to give me a call if you have any questions, or if you just wanted to see what kind of amount you'd get approved for. Like I mentioned, it's based on your revenue, so I can give you like a dollar amount of kind of an idea of how much we can do for you. Do you know what you did in gross revenue last year?
Let's say 60,000.
60,000?
Mm-hmm.
I'd say we'd go to get you anywhere from like 6 grand to 10 grand. So if that's something that you could use, you know, I'd be more than happy to help you.
Okay. Well, I will let you know.
All right. Thanks, Robin. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye.